not at all coincidental. This past Shabbos, we lay in the Parshas Satochacha, Parshas Bukukosa. The Gemara tells us, Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph, that this was a Takanas Ezra, the need to lay in the Tochacha before the Yantif of Rosh Hashanah and before the Yantif of Shavuos. Tosus even points out that that's why we have the Seder HaParshios the way we do. We separate and combine certain Parshios. Tosus writes, that is the Seder when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Achuvis Marit, Chedek Beis, Simin Dalit. That is why we combine and separate certain Parshios when it comes to the Yantif of Shavuos as well. No doubt it tells us that the theme of the Tochacha is something that one has to be conscious of. That has to be one's mindset as you prepare yourself for Kabbalah Satorah itself. There are many, many themes that you find in the Parsha of Tochacha, broad brachos and broad klolos, but a repeating theme is Im Halachtim Imi Bikeri. That somehow the indictment of Klal Yisrael, that somehow we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that manner the Torah describes as Keri. And what's fascinating, the Torah repeats it time and time again, but it's very unclear exactly what does that term imply. Rashi has three different possibilities. Simply, what is the Pirush Hamilim of the word of Keri? Rashi begins by telling us the following Arai. It means that a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, but you do so in an inconsistent fashion. You don't do so ba'ofen kavua, you do so ba'ofen arai. Your avodas Hashem is not steadfast, it's not consistent, it's something which is erratic. You have good days, you have bad days, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Rashi writes that that's the meaning of keri, that certainly cannot be. I've often mentioned Shum ben Pazi, the Klal Gadol b'Torah, es hakeves echad aseh baboker, tamidim kisidrom, the certain avodas Hashem, day in and day out, whether one feels in the mood, whether one feels inspired, but that is our Seder HaKavua. And if sometimes you nest, sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out, Rashi says that is exactly what the Torah addresses, telling us, Halachtem imi bekeri. Rashi continues, quotes Rabbeinu Menachem ben Saruk, that says it is Lashon Minia. Rashi cites the Pasuk Mishlei Yud Zayin Yikaruach. A person who somehow restrains, he withholds his spirit. Meaning that a person engages in Avodas Hashem, but does not embrace Avodas Hashem passionately, enthusiastically. His Avodas Hashem is stifled, it's restrained. And that is what the Torah means by keri. Lashon minia, minia. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to be able to embrace, to be passionate, to be enthusiastic. Sometimes you see people can be enthusiastic about almost everything and anything, but not always when it comes to Avodas Hashem. The Netziv writes in Harchev Dover, in the Midbar Yer Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this type of Tchunas HaNefesh. You can use it to embrace Torah, and if you don't, you're going to use it for everything else under the sun, as frivolous as it might be. And that's exactly what Rashi writes keri means. Minia, a person is not all in, but a person withholds, he restrains, he constricts himself, and therefore that is what the Klal HaTochacha indeed is referring to. Rashi continues and quotes, Targum, kashyu, means you do so with a certain sense of stubbornness. You know, a person simply only has to open up his eyes to see Hashkochas Hashem. And you know, some people are blinded. Sometimes a person just refuses to recognize. Imagine that a person can harden their heart, harden their mind. Paro can experience one makkah after another, and somehow it's not impactful. That's what Targum writes, is keri, keri. When a person just simply just take a step back and see everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and somehow you respond to that with absolute indifference, as though that your hardening of the heart means that you're blind to what is considered to be obvious and self-evident. Those are the three deos that Rashi quotes. And then you come across the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Tanyos. I would urge you to take a look. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beis and Gimel. The Rambam writes the following. When a person or Klal Yisrael experiences an Esara, there's a special mitzvah of Za'aka, a special chiyuv of tefillah. You know, the Rambam Shita, the davening is a mitzvah daraisa each and every day. The Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Tefillah, mitzvah seseh diyispala b'chayom. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Hei. That's a mitzvah daraisa each and every day. All of a sudden, a person davened, but now in Esara, there's a new chiyuv of tefillah, a new chiyuv of za'aka, parshas baloscha, alatzar, hatzor eschem, v'nizkartem. There's a special mitzvah of tefillah be'esara. And even the Ramban entertains in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Hay, even though he disagrees with the Rambam and assumes that daily tefillah is not a chiyuv daraisa, Reb Chaim, a kiyum daraisa, absolutely yes, but not the chiyuv daraisa, but be'esara, an absolute chiyuv daraisa, parshas baloscha. So the Rambam writes, a person goes in and experiences an esara, Klal Yisrael finds himself in Sarah, za'aka has to be the absolute, absolute response. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis that this is midarkei hatshuva. Midarkei hatshuva. A person has to connect the dots. You experience certain things in life. It's not random. It's not capricious. Everything has an absolute cause. Everything is a result of hashgacha pratis. Not only the big things, but the tiny things. The tiny things. A sugyan erech, and a person needs a quarter, and he reaches into his pocket, and he takes a dime. He has to reach into his pocket again. The Gemara says that's Yisuria. That already is Hashkacha. That's Hashkacha. Even the most minute things, not Hashkacha Klalis, Hashkacha Pratis. You have to realize the Rambam writes. That is Midarkei Hatshuva. When anything happens to you or happens in the world, recognize this is deliberate. This is true by design. And it requires that a person has to be Chozer B'tshuva. And then the Rambam writes Halacha Gimel. And there's some people that don't see this. They think everything is just absolutely random. Everything is capricious. Everything is just minhag ol shel olam. This person had bad luck. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And nothing is deliberate. Nothing is true by design. The Rambam writes, a person can respond and say, Tzor zu nikra nikres. What a phrase of the Rambam. That which happened, it was happenstance. Now, it was coincidence. It wasn't the result of hashkacha. The Rambam writes, that's a breach of absolute, absolute emunah. And the Rambam writes, that is what the Pasuk means, V'lachtem imi bekeri. Everything in life is a mikra. Nothing really is addressing my responsibility, my achrayas, my accountability. What a stunning Rambam. But take a look, those first three halachas, Nilchus Tanios. And therefore, those are the four different dimensions of keri. The three Biurim of Rashi and that of the Rambam, Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem has to be that which is kavua. There has to be a sense of shlemus, of shlemus. Avodas Hashem has to be absolutely passionate, enthusiastic. It can't be something that you approach with a mania, that a person now is going to exercise restraint. And this is not the time for a person to be stubborn. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, you open up your eyes and you realize, and you recognize, as the Rambam writes, that everything is considered to be exquisite by design. Nothing is random, nothing is capricious, nothing is just natural, but rather everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. You know, if asked what is the opposite of keri, I think one could suggest different possibilities, but I will tell you, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, as Targum writes, Shlim Te Begachalta, that Shlemus, Shlemus is the opposite of that I'm going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute, absolute consistency. And I'm going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the sense of enthusiasm and passion. And you know what? I'm not going to be blinded by the fact that sometimes I can be stubborn and obstinate. And I'm going to recognize, as the Rambam writes, everything, everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. And here I would suggest just going a step further. Shavuos, no doubt, is unique. Shavuos is not based on a calendar date. But obviously, Shavuos is determined by the Yemei HaSfira, very, very unusual. The Sfira Somer is Koveya, the Yantif of Shavuos, because I will tell you that, isn't that exactly true of Sfira Somer and everything that indeed implies? Imagine a person is embarking on the Yemei HaSfira, and you're going to do so Ba'ofen Arai. You're not going to do so with a sense of consistency, with Shlemus. The operative word when it comes to Sfira Omer is Tmimos Tihiena. The Gemara writes you have to count at night because you can't let the Laila not be included in the count. And Tosus writes, Menachos Samachvav, you have to count Betchilas HaLaila because how can it be that there are minutes of the day they're not included? And the Bahag, you miss one day, you're done. No, Sfira demands a sense of consistency and shlemus. It requires that which is absolutely kavua. A person who approaches Sfira Somer, both and Arai, one day yes, one day no, Now I'm in the mood. Now I'm not. You know what? You are not going to be able to make it through the Yemei Sfira in the appropriate way. And maybe yes, maybe no. Ooh, that Chiddush of Chida. And every time you counted with a bracha, wow, the Chidon Mar Etzva, Yudalit, a bracha Levatala, it demands consistency, it demands tmimus, it demands ritzifus, it has to be absolutely sequential. And the Torah Sanistar, isn't it clear that there's a whole world to Sfiras HaOmer? Right? You have to learn a lot in order to know what all these things mean, but one thing is clear, you just take a look, take in the Siddur, you know what? This is Hod, and this is Tiferes, and this is Netzach, and this is, you know what you realize? That there is so much more to the count than just simply a mechanical counting of one day to be Kovei Yantif of Shavuos. You know what I would tell you? That's exactly the opposite of Minia, restraint in Avodah Hashem. You count for a summer with a sense of Hod and Tiferes, in Netzach, you know what that means? That I'm not going to be one of those Yikar Ruach and Mishle Yud Zayin, but I'm going to recognize that service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu demands passion. You have to embrace enthusiasm. After all, that by doing that mechanical count to be Kovei Yantif, that realize you're tapping into those passionate, enthusiastic expressions of our Avodah Hashem, and therefore it requires that a person has to do it, not with a sense of obstinance and stubbornness, but, you know, you approach it and you embrace the Yemei HaSfira. And Sfira is a perfect example where it demands exquisite, deliberate, day after day consistency. I would tell you, like the Rambam writes, a person will be dismissive and say, you know, that nothing is true by design. Everything is considered to be a mikra. Sarazu nikra nikres. You know what the Yemei HaSfira tell us? One shlav after another, one step before, one step after, how it is that you position yourself to Kabbalah Satorah. That rigor, that step by step, oh, the Memeches Kinyanei Torah, the Brais and Avos and Perikvav. You know what that tells us? That tells us incredibly that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is so exact and detailed by design. You know how you're going to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah? To do so consistently, to do so step by step. Make sure everything is absolutely sequential, because you are not going to get there. It's not a matter of your mazel, your luck, whether you're going to position yourself properly for Kabbalah Satorah. And that, no doubt, is our mission as B'nai Yeshiva, as B'nai Torah, to see to it that no shape or form are we guilty of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bekeri. We're going to do so both in Kavua. We're going to do so passionately, enthusiastically. We're going to open our eyes and not simply observe the Torah with a sense of stubbornness and obstinance. And we're going to recognize that everything exquisitely is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. The Zman is coming somewhat to an end. And you know, maybe it's more natural somehow that the ripple effect of Keri can kind of seep in when you reach this the season. But not for us. No, we're preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. And we recognize that requires deliberate positioning. That requires service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'of and Bof in Kavua. And maybe that's part of the Takana Zezer. After all, you want to prepare for Shavuos appropriately. You have to see to it that you lane the Parsha of the Brachos and Klelos. Recognize indeed what that means. You have to couple that with the Tmimus of Yemei HaSfira. You have to realize how important it is. The consistency of Avodas Hashem, the passion, the enthusiasm, the openness of mind, the openness of heart, and to recognize in every facet of life, this is the result of Hashgachas Hashem. If you do that, and you deny that mindset, Hashgach of Tzoras Unikra Nikres, you know, then you'll be Zolcha. You'll prepare yourself for Zman Matan Torasenu. And that is our Avodah. Individually, collectively in the yeshiva, a response to the Kriya of the Tochacha, in order to see to it that, yes, that we're absolutely positioned to be able to be Koveya, to be able to experience Kabbalah Satorah, to be able to do so with the passion, the enthusiasm, the consistency that the Torah demands, the very response to the Kriya Satochacha.